Great. Well, 2 weeks ago, we were in Longleat. I don't know if any of you have been to Longleat, but Longleat is a safari park. You drive your car through the enclosures with all the animals in, and so you can drive through where the lions are and the tigers and all of those things. And so Sunday, 2 weeks ago, that's what we were doing while you were in church. And we couldn't watch church because there's no signal where we were. So instead, we were driving through Longleat Safari Park. And as part of that, you go through a monkey enclosure. And so as we were heading up towards the monkey enclosure, there's all of these signs, because the monkeys rip your car apart if you're not too careful. And so as you're approaching the monkey enclosure, there's a road that goes off to the side, and it says, these monkeys will damage your car. And there's this escape road if you don't want to go that way. However, we took our car into the monkey enclosure, the most amazing thing happened. Apart from the monkeys being all over the car, and actually they did no damage to our car, we saw quite a lot of damage to some other cars. But behind us in a car, there was a family, a fairly young couple with a very small boy. He must have been 2 or 3 years old. And he was there and watching the monkeys on our car with delight on his face. And then a monkey leapt on the bonnet of their car, and he was in the front seat, and right in front of him was this monkey. And the delight which was on his face, he was laughing and he was jumping about, and his parents were filming him because, you know, their memories are going to be more of him and his reaction to the monkeys than the monkeys themselves. And this moment has stuck in my mind, the delight on this small boy. He was in wonder. He was just excited to see these monkeys climbing all over his car. And we were watching him and taking photographs of him, because that was, you know, just an incredible thing to see how excited this boy was about these monkeys. And all through the rest of the day in the park, I was hoping we would see him. We didn't, but I was hoping, because I wanted to say to the parents how interesting, how exciting, how great it was for us to watch him. But as I thought about that, I thought that, you know, his amazement, his joy at these monkeys it demonstrates a little bit what it's like for us with our salvation. Because we see some people, when they become Christians, they're so excited about the grace of God. And as I thought about that, I was reminded of John Newton's song. John Newton was a slave trader, and he turned to God and knew the amazing grace of God's forgiveness, of God's cleansing, and then of God giving him the inheritance of heaven. And so he wrote that amazing song that we often sing, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me, because he knew what it meant to be a recipient of the grace of God. And as I was watching this boy, I was reminded of the amazing thing that God does for us. The challenge is this, because if his parents had chosen to go the other way, he would never have seen that. If his parents had put more value in their car, or in, you know, they'd been afraid of what was going on or whatever, they would never have seen that amazing thing, the delight of that small boy. And so this morning, there are two things that I want to share with you. First is this: don't miss the wonder. That boy could easily have missed the wonder because his parents had chosen something else, or he had chosen something else. And as we drove up, there were quite a lot of cars that were missing the monkeys. But for our kids and for us, that was the highlight of the day. And when at the end of the day, in fact, at the end of the holiday, and we say, what was the best bit? I think pretty much all of us said the monkeys and the little boy, watching the little boy in his. So to bypass the monkeys would have missed it all. And here's the thing. There are too many people that miss salvation because they place too much value elsewhere. There are too many people who know here about the grace of God, and as they approach, as the time of decision comes, they say, no, I value this too much, or I value that too much. I'm not willing to surrender myself to God. I'm not really willing to take the risk that I might lose stuff. Now, we might have lost stuff off our car, the wipers and the aerial and all those bits that the monkeys at Longleat like to steal from cars. We saw one car that had a roof rack completely shredded by the monkeys. But here's the thing. If we had done that, we would have missed out on something. And the challenge for us as Christians is not to miss out because of pride, because of fear, because we value too much something else, that we're not willing to surrender it to Jesus. You know, John Newton had this amazing revelation of God's grace. And it was these. There are a few things I want to just share with you. This is what we must not miss. The first is this: mercy. God is merciful to us. He does not punish us for the things that we have done. We don't get what we deserve. We've often said this, you know, if you're speeding in your car and you get caught, you say, well, I deserve that ticket that I got and the fine. But mercy lets us off. And God, when we sin, we ask God to forgive us. He forgives us. He lets us off. The second thing that is part of that is redemption. The Bible says we're in slavery to sin, but because of Jesus' death, we're bought back. His sacrifice buys us back from slavery to sin. And so, you know, again, that's the consequences of our sin are dealt with because of Jesus. The third is a long and theological word. It's called propitiation. And if you have an older translation of the Bible, we see that word. What it means is God's anger is appeased. He's angry at our sin, but because of Jesus, his anger is calmed down. His anger is appeased. And all of those things are part of our salvation. But here's the thing, all of those things are dealing with, I deserve punishment for my sin. I deserve to be in slavery for sin. I deserve that God be angry with me. But because of Jesus' death, all of that is gone. I would have been happy with that as part of my salvation, that all the punishment and all the consequences are gone. But God goes even further than that. And we have this phrase, amazing grace. God's grace means not only do I not get what I deserved, but I get what I never deserved. He adopts me into his family. He gives me a promise of an eternal future. I share an inheritance with Jesus and all that my brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. And all of that is on top of being forgiven and cleansed and set free from the consequences of sin. Jesus told a story about the prodigal son. Well, about two brothers, in fact. And one, the younger brother, he came to his father and he said, give me the inheritance now. And I don't have time to go into all the implications of that, but it was really not done in Jewish culture. Give me the inheritance now. And the father consented and gave him his inheritance before he had died. And he went off and wasted it on wild living. That's the translation, one of the translations in the Bible. And it came to a point where he'd run out of money. His friends had left him because they were only friends when he'd got money. And he was feeding pigs, which for a Jewish boy is a really bad thing. And the Bible says he came to his senses. And he said, I'm going to go home and ask my father if I can be a servant in his household. He only understood the first part of salvation, mercy and redemption. He thought, I can go back to my father and I don't deserve this, but if I ask him, maybe he'll forgive me. Maybe he'll make me a servant. But when he arrived home, his father not only had mercy on him, but he had grace in that he gave him more than he ever deserved. He gave him a new inheritance. He gave him a party and put a robe on him. And all of that is God's grace for us. So this morning, the first thing I wanted to share is don't miss the wonder. If you've never experience the wonder of salvation, if you've never experienced the amazing grace that God has for us, don't miss it. Don't think, oh, well, I don't want to give up stuff. I'm fearful of what it might cost me. Like those people that took the route around at Longleat. Like those people that never went through and experienced the best bit of the park as far as we were concerned. Don't miss out on the grace of God if you've never experienced it before. But the second thing I want to say this morning, and that maybe is for those of us who've been a Christian a bit longer, is don't lose the wonder. The first thing, don't miss the wonder. The second thing, don't lose the wonder. Quite a few years ago, we were in Devon, and Josh and Anna were there, and I can't quite remember the circumstances, but I remember Josh putting some photographs on Facebook and saying, look at the view from here. And it was an area where we had grown up, an area by the farm where I'd grown up, and every day I'd walk past that view and not really notice it. And yet when Josh went there and saw it, he's like, wow, look at this. And that's a challenge for us as Christians, because we can become so used to the wonder, to the amazing grace of God, that we begin to take it for granted. Now, in a sense, that's always going to happen. The amazing event of that small child in Longleat, he was amazed. Probably the next time he goes there, the amazement won't be so much. But I want to say to you, don't become cynical. Don't become blasé to the grace of God. Always be thanking God for it. That was a bit like the older brother. You know, he stayed at home. In the story of the prodigal, he worked for his dad, and he became cynical. When his brother returned, he was not full of grace, and he was not full of love. In fact, he was really not willing to participate in his brother's salvation. Let's not become cynical as Christians. You know, cynicism is a really bad thing. And how do we overcome that? Well, first of all, we have to be thankful to God for all that he does for us. And the reminder for us who've been Christians for a long time is to continue to be thankful. And do you know what? The amazing thing that watching that boy told me, because we were excited by his delight. We were excited by his awe and wonder at these monkeys. And I want to tell you this. If you want to overcome cynicism as a Christian, watch those who have just discovered the grace of God. Watch those who are new in the faith. And you will become excited. You will become delighted. And the best thing is when you can lead other people to Jesus. It's always an amazing thing. And having Josh and Jordan here just before is an amazing thing. Just having seen Jordan grow up as part of our church community and come to this place. And it just brings excitement and pride and joy, as it does with many others in the church who are growing up, and we're seeing them develop in their relationship with God. You know, there's always going to be an element that the initial wonder disappears, but we mustn't then let that become cynicism. We mustn't let that become just blasé attitude towards the grace of God. I want to suggest that the way to overcome that is to hang around with people who are seeing the wonder of God, and they will rekindle something within them. Two weeks ago, the parents of that small boy were videoing the boy, and they will delight in that video for years to come, and they'll show him when he grows up, because it was such an incredible thing. So just to conclude with this morning, maybe two types of people who have been listening to this morning. Those who've never experienced the wonder of God. And I want to challenge you, don't miss out. Here's the point of choice in a way. Do you want to go around or do you want to go through? Do you want to go into it? It might cost you something. It will cost you something. You know, the grace of God is free to us, but it's free to us when we submit to him, when we come to him in repentance, saying, God, forgive me, cleanse me, make me one of your disciples. Make me, God, I want to follow you and make you my Lord. If you've never done that this morning, here's the challenge. I want you to do that. And if you ask anyone that has, they'll tell you it's the best thing that you can do. If at the end of that Longleat tour, you'd have gone and spoken to those that went around and those that went through the monkey enclosure, the excited ones will be the ones that went through the monkey enclosure. Don't miss out on what God has got for you. Maybe you're in that second group of those who've grown used to his grace. Well, I want to pray for us this morning that he will rekindle the wonder, that he will rekindle that. And maybe it means we need to hang around with some people that are full of wonder at God's grace. Maybe as we worship together in a moment, you just need to be thinking, God, would you stir something again in me? God, would you do something new in me? Stir up the wonder of that amazing grace. Don't stop being thankful to him. Continually thank God for all that he does for you. Don't become cynical. Start watching the baby Christians around us. We're going to sing This is Amazing Grace in a moment or two, but I'm just going to pray before we do that. Father, we want to thank you for your amazing grace. But Father, we want to thank you. Not only do you forgive us, not only do you have mercy on us, you redeem us, you bring us back from slavery to sin, but you give us the promise of a new family. We're adopted into the family of God. We have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And we give thanks to you for that this morning. Father, let us never lose the wonder. Father, for those who've never experienced that, Father, I pray this morning that they would come to a place of saying, God, I want to know all that you've got for me. Would you forgive me, cleanse me, give me all that I can have in you? Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Ian's going to lead us. We're going to sing that song. This is Amazing Grace. And as we do so, let's make this part of our worship, but let's declare this is what God has done for me. Let us make this a prayer. Let's make this a declaration. But let's make, most of all, let's make it a, I'm not going to lose the wonder. I'm not going to miss out on what God has got.